Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's February 5th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Yeehaw! Sky, as in the satellite and TV provider in the UK, has confirmed the next generation of Now TV is coming this year. Why all of a sudden the move? Well, it's the rising cord cutters and streaming services such as Netflix, and Sky's feeling the pressure to have a cheaper alternative. Their only answer right now is Now TV, which is its standalone service that lets viewers pick and choose from three smaller packages. That'd be sports, movies, and entertainment. The next generation Now TV box will feature a refreshed UI and a brand new marketing campaign. I think most people would agree with me on this, though. If you're gonna do a refresh, make it full HD video this time, Sky, okay? Well, we've got Google Search thanks to Google, and we've got Bing thanks to Microsoft, two major players in the tech industry. So where's Apple with the search engine? Well, I guess somebody behind the desk was going, yeah, we don't have one. Maybe we should put one together. Again, this follows under Apple rumors, but according to Cult of Mac, they spotted a job advert saying that it calls for a project manager to work on a search platform supporting hundreds of millions of users. It goes on to say it will play a big part in revolutionizing how people use their computers and mobile devices. Of course, this is probably all just complete speculation on Cult of the Mac's part. It could be just a refined Spotlight device search, which is a better way to search for apps or music in the iTunes store. Staying with Apple and moving our focus to iOS, iOS has officially outsold Android in the US for the first time since 2012. The figures published by Kantar World Panel show the US sales of iOS devices outpacing those of Android handsets. iOS devices accounted for 47.7% of smartphone sales, and Android accounts for 47.6%. Elsewhere in the world, like Great Britain, iOS enjoyed a 6.2% jump in the share of sales, while Android actually dropped 3.8%. Yeah, it's a pretty slim margin, 0.1%. That's usually a margin of error, or in this case, maybe a margin of money. Who knows? You like what Vine can do, but you an Instagram freak? Well, those worlds have now combined. Instagram has introduced endlessly looping videos for all of our enjoyment. It has come as an update to the iOS app and across the web. Don't worry, Android is to follow soon. Ensuring that every follower you see that has 15 seconds or less of video will just keep going on and on and on and on. If you want to pause it, yeah, you can't. Those pause buttons are gone. They've only been replaced with the option to unmute videos that autoplay as you scroll down your feed. So now you know what you're going to be doing on Instagram today. You're going to be following all those people that post annoying videos all the time. And finally, moving from Instagram to Facebook. Kind of depressing, isn't it? Well, in fact, it might be depressing. A new study, yes, another one of those, says that browsing Facebook could leave you down in the dumps, as in depressed. As we all know, a lot of us go to our Facebook page every day, twice a day, 300 times a day, depending on who you are. And researchers are set out to discover how emotionally involved users are with the social networking site and how regular use can affect their mental health. Experts, again, at the University of Missouri found Facebook can lead to symptoms of depression if it triggers feelings of envy among its users. Facebook can be a very positive resource for many people, but if it's used as a way to size up one's accomplishments against others, it can have a negative effect. Don't you just love studies that make you go, well, duh. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, hopefully with a little bit longer edition of the British Tech News Show. Wasn't a whole lot of news yesterday. Tech news, that is. There was plenty of other news that happened on the world. But whatever news there will be, it will be Friday's edition, so we'll get you caught up on whatever the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, keep dreaming of Friday, enjoy your Thursday, and thank you very much for listening.